The views expressed on the following program are designed to amplify those of the speaker and are not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.
Hello, everybody!
I've got sunshine on a cloudy day. When it's cold outside, I've got the month of May.
Here's what's coming up on today's experience. Devotional Diamonds of the Day, also known as DDDs, where my daily devotionals become some of our spiritual reflections. Sound effects placed throughout the show, which have nothing to do with life, but they're fun, they're entertaining, they're interesting. And every once in a while, life that seems boring needs interesting. The review of the goofy news, which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think. If you've read any of the newspapers, any of the internet outlets, you're probably thinking he's coming back, in about 10 minutes. Life lessons for our faith that we can actually use? Probably won't, but we could if we decide we want to be doers and not just hearers of the word. Humor that will force you to think, why does this guy have a radio show? Always a great question. Also, Bible trivia for fake and yet somehow real cool prizes, your phone calls, and more. Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. My name is David Spoon. I will be your host for the next 5,400 seconds. Get ready for one of the more bizarre experiences on live radio. Here is the key to the show. We don't know what we're doing. We have no idea what's going to happen. And we don't care. But for the next few minutes, I want to talk faith with you. So here we go. We're asking questions about living life as a Christian. That thingy, that process. Pretty important to understand that when your host of the radio show's phone isn't working right to take your text during the show, he can exhibit complaining or praising. Which one do you think God wants me to do? I'll leave that in your capable hands. Here's the bottom line to living life as a Christian. If you have an opinion, a comment, a thought, or a question about something that the Lord may be doing in your life, he may be working on something, you want to just talk it out. He may be doing such a great thing in you right now that you just want to give praise. You want to share a praise report about that. Maybe you have a prayer request. We definitely want to give you that opportunity. We also do Bible trivia for those that have been around before. We do all of these things at different times and in different ways. I think that sounds like a passage in Hebrews 1, 2, and 3. But the bottom line is, if you want to reach out to us, you can call us at 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. And guess what? Today, it'll be Amazing Jennifer.
But what kind of call is that? Probably wrong. What can you do?
Yeah, see, you have no idea what's coming, folks. I forewarn you. You have been warned. So Amazing Jennifer will answer for you, and that will be amazing when you call. See how that works? See, amazing. Okay. Also, you can text us live, 214-210-8483. Well, you better be live when you do it, because otherwise I don't know how you would do that. 214-210-8483, or you can email us, David@HeMustIncrease.org. That's David@HeMustIncrease.org. Now, we always stop right there because that's our lead-in for us to give you the website, and we'll do that in just a second. But the reason that I want you to be aware of the website is not only because there's an opportunity to give, which there is. So, I mean, those that say, well, you're not ever trying to get money, well, that's not true. But the bottom line is on there are a lot of encouraging sections. There are audios, there are videos, there are some old sermons, sermons I did 25 years ago. My voice was a little higher, but that's not the point. The point is there's fun stuff on there as well. You can always check it out, always make little comments or little statements. One of the statements on there is media stands for making everyone dumber in America. I stand by it. Even though I've been a part of it, I stand by it. In fact, because I've been a part of it, I stand by it. So we want you to check it out. Don't hesitate to go to HeMustIncrease.org. Website, HeMustIncrease.org, HeMustIncrease.org. Email David@HeMustIncrease.org. Facebook, He must increase ministry. You too. He must increase ministry. All right, so here's what we got going on today. So if you text in, hopefully everything will work. If you call in, Amazing Jennifer will answer. If you email in, it should come right to my $1.19 Chromebook that's sitting right here in front of me. My $1.19 Chromebook is better than my $300 wife's laptop computer, which has now officially this morning gone and met Jesus, if there was a Jesus for laptop computers, but I don't think there is. On the other hand, there could be. Instead of heaven, there could be something else, but I don't know. So anyway, I always thought that's always fun to have electronics in the morning. I find that to be encouraging. I want you to be aware of a couple of things. We prayed for our Professor A yesterday. For those that were a part of it, he was in surgery. He came out of the surgery. He's doing good. Little groggy, you know, a little still pulling it together, which is fine as long as he fully recovers in the next 48 hours so he can give me my grade in my class. No, I'm kidding. He's my favorite, though. I love Professor. He's like my favorite guy. He's written some great books and just really been mentoring in many, many ways. He's younger than I am, but he's just got a great, great spirit, a great teaching attitude. I love it. And he really cares about people. So that's why I'm glad that we prayed for him. Additionally, we'll cover a bunch of other stuff, but I want to get into our text. And we'll do our Bible trivia in the next segment. I'm just going through my brain thinking if there's anything else that I was going to tell you that was really important. No. Okay. All right. So let me go through the text here. Here we have, we're in Psalms, as some of you may know. And we're at Psalm chapter 4, 4th Psalm. Verse 7, and this is just a fantastic psalm. All the psalms are great, and I've been going through a resurgence. This must be at least 75 times that I've gone through all the psalms, and this time has been by far the best that I've ever gone through. It's just absolutely amazing. I have so many notes in my Bible that my wife is like, it's like a coloring book. It's like, it just looks great. And the bottom line is there's so much that the Holy Spirit poured upon David when he wrote and the other authors when they wrote that it blesses us when we engage with it. Psalm chapter 4, verse 7 says this, "You have put gladness in my heart more than in the seasons that their grain and wine increased." So we'll just stop with that verse and recognize what's being said. It's important for you and I to understand what that means about the grain and the wine increasing. In the farmer's day, if the grain increased, it was great. If the wine increased, it was great. For you and I, we would see this as abundantly stocked fridge and abundantly stocked cabinet. And boy, there's just a happiness when you know you can go into the fridge and get your favorite food. Yeah. Whatever it is, it's supposed to be healthy, but you know, sometimes it's not. You know, talk to me about that. But that's good. And boy, we have fun. And one of the biggest things we do in our society, what's one of the biggest entertainment factors we have with family and otherwise? We eat. Oh, my goodness, a great meal. I'm not talking about Thanksgiving. That's when all of you try to become a Jewish family for one day when y'all get into your fights. That's how every dinner is at a Jewish home. So the bottom line is all those things, they bring joy, they bring a happiness, they bring a sense of satisfaction, fulfillment, there's a contentment. Yeah, it's nothing. That's so thin, so to speak. That's so ridiculous because God puts gladness in our hearts more than the ability of our brains to come up with enjoyment. And here's another part about that that a lot of people miss. It's not that God offers gladness, but if you're connected to God and open to God and walking with God, which means a daily relationship with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And why do we say daily? Well, because Jesus said when you pray, say, "Our Father art thou in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread." That's how you know. That's okay, got that. If you're in communion with the Lord daily, the scripture says God puts the gladness into our hearts. Now, it is true that some of us have so many things swirling about that cause friction in our brain and that we get worried about, and there's a lot of anxiety, and that kind of drops that ability to receive. But if we'll just connect with the Lord, God will put into our hearts a gladness that exceeds the human capacity to create gladness. He will put it into us in such a way. I just want to say this in the nicest way, because we are in many ways a Prozac society, in many ways a multi-drug society. Many people medicate to escape, and sometimes we'll do things to just get away because we just want that sense of relief and that sense of grace and that sense of rest. All of that is in this perfect fellowship cup called hang out with the Lord. If you will do that, see, now you know I'm going for the doctorate of ministry, right? So instead of medicating with the regular stuff, what would I prescribe as a doctor of ministry? Gospels. That's what you got to have, because gospels are what will get you to the place you're trying to get to anyway, as many people seek their entire lives to find that sense of peace and rest and satisfaction and joy and gladness. And yet there's the Lord offering to all of us to put it into our hearts, because God has gladness in abundance and is willing to share it with us. Yay! All right, we come back. We're going to talk about sleeping. That's always a fun subject. On the very next verse that we talk about, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere. All of mankind, destroying
everyone and everything we find. The David Spoon Experience is now run by He Must Increase Ministry. What this means is that we are no longer operating as a regular business, but as a nonprofit ministry that is devoted to increasing the ministry of Jesus Christ. Our mission is to educate, encourage, and entertain Bible believers, the wounded and forgotten believers, and the not yet believers through biblical truths. We are funded by listeners like yourselves and ministry partners that want to provide sponsorships for the show. Your donations are 100% tax deductible. And the great news is, if you donate to our ministry and help us advance the kingdom of God, we won't give you a thing. That's right, you'll get no special prize or gimmick. You won't ever get an anointed Bible or penny in acrylic so that you're never penniless, or a guarantee that you'll become rich just because you gave. Your giving will support our unique idea of biblical encouragement. And what you'll receive is a receipt for your giving at the end of the year. It's all about sowing and reaping. Cast your bread upon the water and it will return to you. And if you sow bountifully, you will reap bountifully. But you'll be laying up treasures in heaven. And that's the most excellent place to receive the best return for the longest time on your investment. What happens if you don't give? Nothing. Except more commercials like this one. Let's spare everyone from more commercials like this one. Go to hemustincrease.org. That's hemustincrease.org. And give if you're led to and if you're able to. Let's keep the show going and help increase its time and reach. You must like this show a little bit, because after all, you're hearing this commercial, right? Thank you.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
It's because heaven is not some statuesque place where people go there and then freeze. Wait, I'm in heaven. I'm standing. Nope, I can't sit. Wait, no, I'm in heaven. I'm sitting. No, wait, I can't stand. Where does that kind of concept of heaven come from? Well, is he standing or is he sitting? I'm going to go with he's doing both. He's standing on this one. He's sitting on this one. Over there, he could be doing a Scooby-Doo act. I don't know what he's doing. All I know is that heaven is not about frozen people that don't move. And if we don't get a better handle on what heaven is, we're going to lose our communication of our hope to a hope that's based on 72 virgins, which guarantees you after 73 times, it's not the fun it was the 72 times. It's so ridiculous. And that's the hope we're not winning on? You have got to be kidding me.
The David Spoon Experience.
David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Now, just be aware that every time I say something and I got to check on my text, I have to actually pull the menu down so it refreshes. You know, I'm having a few phone problems. It's been challenging, but yet the Lord is good in all of it. Let's do our first trivia question. Let's see who can get this one. Not the hardest one you've ever heard. Which person in the Bible in the New Testament wrote about the twinkling of an eye? Which person in the Bible wrote about, this is New Testament, so at least you have the 27 books. So if you're in the middle of the Bible, turn right. Okay, not left, turn right. What person in the Bible talked about the twinkling of an eye? If you think you know the answer, you can call us at 972-445-0770, or you can text in 214-210-8483. So there's your opportunity. Which person in the Bible? Obviously, there's not that many writers in the New Testament. I think you guys can probably get that. Which one talked about the twinkling of an eye? And then I'll do a quick follow-up on that one. It's rather kind of not cute, but interesting, I think. All right. I want to do real quickly the DNA. Do you want to try and do DNA with me? Do you know what it is that you would need to do? Should I tell you? You want to try? You bored? Okay. You don't have to do it. Okay. I'm just up to you. Okay. Here we go. I'm bringing Jennifer in against her will.
Uh-oh.
So we'll do it. Just do this one together, and you'll follow with it. So when Tina really does it, she does the first and the third one, and it's just the last couple words. So I'll walk you through it. So don't worry, but you want to be the follow.
Okay.
Okay. Our DNA is draw closer to the Lord.
Do you know daily.
What? Daily. See, you are a champion amongst champions. Excellent job. All right. The second thing, NB, stands for never be ashamed of Jesus or his words. You're just never ashamed of Jesus. You might not understand everything. I don't ever understand every single thing that the Lord is doing. All I know is that if I don't trust him, it's my fault, not his fault. So we need to work better on that. So draw closer to the Lord daily. Never be ashamed of Jesus or his words. And then the A stands for always be ready to serve. See, she got it right there.
No help at all.
Yeah, see, that's how we do things here. Good job, by the way. Thank you. So if you call in, just keep in mind you're gonna be talking to amazing Jennifer. Okay. T's on a little vacay. She could use the break, and if I did this show every day for 2.5 years, I'd be nuts. Oh wait, that is me. Yeah.
That is you.
Oh, now it makes sense. Okay. Last on the trivia question, though, there was somebody who wrote in the twinkle of an eye, which person, which individual, which apostle wrote the twinkling of an eye? Who said that? Which person in the Bible? If you think you know, you can call in 972-445-0770, or you can text 214-210-8483. And if I forget, then amazing Jennifer will remind me just before we exit, and then I'll tell you who it is. Okay? Okay. All right?
All right.
Here we go. Let's go in Psalm chapter 4, verse 8. This is really good for so many of us, but even I fall short in this. I'm just saying. A lot of people fall short in this. This is, again, Psalm chapter 4, verse 8, and this is what David wrote. I will both. Uh-oh. Lie down in peace and sleep. For you alone, O Lord, make me dwell in safety. A lot of people are looking for the great sleeping pill that will help them sleep for hours and hours and hours. Well, don't you know, the answer is always more of the Lord. You think, oh, the answer for my finances is more of the Lord? Yes. The answer for my healing is more of the Lord? Yes. The answer for my relationships is more of the Lord? Yes. So David says, I will both lie down in peace and sleep, and therein lies the kick. What happens for a lot of people in our society is when we lie down, that is, of course, the time that we're supposed to get some regeneration for our body, a little bit of relaxing, right? But many of us lie down, and what we do is we get into bed, and tell me if you've ever done this, and we bring with us all the stuff that has happened that day. And somehow, for whatever reason, we then review it, we think about it, we then insert tomorrow into those thoughts to see how they cohesively work with today's experiences, and then we consider the ramifications for what will be, and we're doing all this while we're lying in bed, trying to get ready to sleep. And then we can't figure out why our mind is racing or why we're so uptight or what the difficulty is or what's going on. And this is a great thing. Now, I'm going to say something. It's very practical. It's not in the Bible, but the premise is in the Bible. So think of it in those terms. Okay? Think in those terms. It would be awesome if you and I took a piece of paper out and wrote on it everything that happened today on that piece of paper, crumbled it up and threw it in a little basket that says, in God's hands. And just like, there you go. Why? Because then we would be going to bed, or we'd be going to sleep, going to rest without all these things running through our brain. You think, well, that almost sounds like, almost like a New Agey kind of thing. Well, first of all, I don't think anybody listens to this show to think that we're supportive of New Age. So let's start there. Second, sometimes your actions help your mind identify truths that are beneficial for you. So writing all the stuff that happened today on a piece of paper, crumbling it up and throwing it in a basket that says God can handle it, his stuff in his hands, whatever, that's not a bad thing. The Lord's not going to be mad at you for that. And in fact, that symbolic act can help you actually generate that very action in your mind. Because guess what? If you try to go to bed and try and figure everything out when you lie down in bed, you're in trouble. You're not in a little trouble. You're going to sleep lousy. But David said something amazing. He said, I will lay down in peace and in sleep because of you. And what we do is we trust the Lord, and many of us do have a sincere trust in the Lord, but we also still try to cover the angles. I do this too, so don't get weird on me, where I'm trying to think, well, should I have done this, or should I have written this, or should I have said this? And I've mentioned to you before, one of my biggest, it's not a phobia, but it's one of my back-in-the-mind fears is somebody will text during the show, then I'll text them, but I'll hit the wrong button, and then the wrong thing will come across, and they'll think I'm saying something I'm not saying, and then it'll come off like I'm a bad guy or something. It's like, you just go down that rabbit hole. It's like it is never ending, right? We got to stop doing that. We got to stop living by WCS, which is worst case scenario, and we got to like let things go. The Lord knows, and that's really the only one that needs to know, but the Lord knows what our hearts are and what's going on. And for us to take the stuff that we've got heavy on our hearts and minds and go, you know what? I can't do this. Because you can do everything and I can't, so here you go. And then lay down with this confidence that God is telling you through his word, lie down in peace. Now, what if Jesus came into your room just as you're lying down and you're just about to go through the process, and he said to you, go to sleep in peace, I'm with you. How do you think you would sleep that night? If Jesus came into your room, I'm serious, came into your room and said, go to sleep in peace. I'm with you. How would you sleep? I would wager, what's that expression? Dollars to donuts. Don't ask me. You would find a great deal more peace operating in your mind. That's what I would wager. And the irony is God says that to us. Jesus, first thing he said at the resurrection to all the disciples in the three appearances, peace, my peace, my peace, my peace, my peace. Because that peace, that word also means rest. And peace of mind is rest in the mind. And David says, I will both lie down in peace and then I'll sleep. Because you got it. Does that mean you'll never have any weird dreams? Come on. Come on. That hot sauce, that'll give you every possible dream you can come up with. It'll be the weirdest stuff ever, because dreams are weird. And unless God's doing it, which if he does, he'll let you know. He doesn't just do mysterious stuff. He teaches his kids. You can lay down in peace and sleep, because God will make you dwell in safety. And here's that last kick on that. To dwell means to live safely from others and from yourself, from the enemy, from the world, from yourself, from others. God will do that because he loves you. So that's what you got to do. You got to just, okay, I'm going to use it. And if you say, well, you know, I need to look at that. I need to put that on a wall or something. Fine, go to Psalm chapter 4. You look at verse 7 and verse 8, which is we just covered. You put gladness in my heart more than in the seasons that their grain and wine increased. I will both lie down in peace and sleep. For you alone, O Lord, make me dwell in safety. Isn't that nice? Come on, that's just a cool thing. All right, I got to do the trivia answer. Okay. Jennifer's word. You got to do the trivia answer, Dave. Okay. All right. What person in the Bible is talking about a twinkling of an eye? That would be the Apostle Paul, who said that primarily in 1 Corinthians 15:52. The cool thing about a twinkle, for those that do not know, is that is not a wink. A twinkle is that little starlet thing that pops in your eye instantaneously. A wink actually has a time meter to it. A twinkling of an eye doesn't have the same kind of time meter because it just happens. Isn't that weird? Interesting. All right, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Taking a short break. We'll see you up at the top of the hour. Don't go anywhere.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
Today is Have a Bad Day Day. I don't know. Have a bad day day? Somebody had to take the time to name a day a bad day? I don't know.
I think it's also National Men's Day, so that kind of works.
Yeah, okay. Well, there you go. Play Monopoly Day is also a holiday that some people like. And then World Toilet Day.
Okay.
I'm not even going to... Not even close. Not even going to touch that. For those that want to know, this is the stuff I like. This is what you get when you listen to the show. On this day in 1959, the Edsel was discontinued. That might be interesting. But this is what's fascinating. Rocky and Bullwinkle. Rocky and his friends premiered on this day in 1959. See, that's important.
I hated that cartoon.
Did you really hate
Horrible.
That cartoon?
Okay. Horrible.
I liked the cartoon. I always thought, you know, the Russians did it. Do you remember when they were going
Natasha
through?
Natasha and Boris.
They were going through this whole thing with Donald Trump and that whole thing, and people kept dropping in these memes with the – it was so funny. I mean, it was some pretty funny stuff. And I will tell you one last thing, and we'll get into the teaching. We'll do trivia in the next segment. I will let you know that my wife and I got into a discussion last night as we were watching television, as we were watching a show, while we're working on stuff together, and I don't have the answer, so I'm going to ask Wonder Julie. And if you call in for a trivia, you might be able to give us the answer. But we're watching a show, and in the show, there's all these people that are skydiving. And then the last guy goes, and I tried to say, well, it looks like he skydived. And then I was like, well, that doesn't sound right, skydived, because that's past tense. And then skydove. And then that didn't sound right. And then skydiven, that doesn't sound right. Skydivid, that doesn't sound right. Skydiv, jump out. I mean, what is the past tense of skydived? It just seems weird. It seems like it's a weird – do you have any idea what it is?
I don't know. I never would jump out of a perfectly good airplane.
It was one of those things we looked at each other and laughed because we're like, I don't even know the answer to this. My English is so bad. I can't even figure out how to give me the past tense. I mean, sky dove, but it just seems like a weird word. Maybe it's me. That's what happens when they, you know, experiment with you when drugs, when you're like 1 year old. Try this on him. Try this on him. That was me. All right, let's go into Romans chapter 5, verse 3. Poor Wonder Drew, he's going, what happened to you? Nothing. It's the same idiotic me.
Hey, I leave you alone for one day, and the wheels come off.
Yeah, the wheels on the bus go round and round.